Chapter 22. Apostrophe Mrs. Gradrand, apostrophe said her husband, solemnly, what do you mean? Apostrophe, whatever I am to call him, Mr. Gradrand, when he is married to Luia. I must call him something. It's impossible, apostrophe said Mrs. Gradrand, with a mingled sense of politeness and injury, to be constantly addressing him, and never giving him a name. I cannot call him Josiah, for the name is insupportable to me. You yourself wouldn't hear of Joe, you very well know. Am I to call my own son-in-law, mister? Not, I believe, unless the time has arrived when, as an invalid, I am to be trampled upon by my relations. Then, what am I to call him? Apostrophe, apostrophe, nobody present having any suggestion. To offer in the remarkable emergency, Mrs. Gradrand departed this life for the time being, after delivering the following codicil to her remarks already executed. As to the wedding, all I ask, Luia, is, and I ask it with a fluttering in my chest, which actually extends to the soles of my feet, that it may take place soon. Otherwise, I know it is one of those subjects I shall never hear the last of. Apostrophe, when Mr. Gradrand had presented Mrs. Bounderby, Sissy had suddenly turned her head, and looked, in wonder, in pity, in sorrow, in doubt, in a multitude of emotions, towards Luia. Luia had known it, and seen it, without looking at her. From that moment she was impassive, proud and cold, held Sissy at a distance changed to her altogether. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.